The greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes and tell you that there is truly something we can believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I took a stand for him many years ago. He took a stand for me many years ago when he hung up on a cross and gave his life and said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. But I lived in sin for many years. But thank God his deliverance came and I was set free. I was set free from my sins. So I'm thankful for that. So we're going to go to a song right now. I hope you enjoy this song right here.
If you have friends in glory land who've left because of pain, there'll be no pain in glory land. They'll suffer pain no more. So we've not friends. I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be on that bright shore. The lame in glory land will walk, the blind up there will see, the death in glory talk to me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine. So we've not friends. I'm going home. Out there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. Martha's already received her reward, and we miss her, but we are so thankful we got the music that we could play by her. Daryl, I hope you're up this morning. Daryl is out in Arizona. He is our website server, and I appreciate him. He has to get up a little early because of the time change. But, Daryl, hope you got up this morning in time to hear the broadcast. I appreciate you, and I appreciate Dana. I appreciate the website. You can go into stbi.org and pull up our web page, and they are servers to it, and I appreciate that. They do it freelancing, and I've given them permission to go right on with it. Even after I'm gone, they can still go right on with my ministry at the World Wide Web. So if you'd like to tune it in, all you got to do is pull up stbi.org, and you'll come into Tommy Mount's ministry, and there you can find the songs and the sermons and everything there in the website. And I appreciate Daryl and Dana. And again, I hope that Daryl and Dana's up hearing the broadcast this morning. Well, let's go now and listen to this song, and I want to send it out to all of my loved ones. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but oh, they're so wrong. How my heart is rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Well, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Oh, God has given me a great family, and I appreciate them. And if they're listening this morning, I appreciate you. I love you. I try to show it every way I can. I'm not going to wait till they pass by my casket and look down and say, Dad done this and done that. I want to do for my boys right now what I need to do. I want to see them enjoying life and the health and strength. And I'm so thankful for them this morning. If they're listening, I thank you. I love you. And your dad, I know your mother loved you. Your mother thought the world of you, and you thought the world of her. But anyhow, she's gone home to be with the Lord, but we'll soon be going there to meet her. So let's look up this morning. There's no reason to look down, because God said, if I be for you, there is no power that can ever stand against you. So I'm looking up this morning, and I'm hoping that you are too. Well, let's go now and listen to this song. This one says, my God is my oasis.
Life sometimes is like a burning desert. If the days were miles, it would be a million wide. And one can get so thirsty. Oh, just one drop of mercy. But all you'll find are bones where someone else has died. God is your oasis in dry places. He makes the flowers grow. God is your oasis, and where His grace is, living waters flow. You know the sins of disappointment, they sometimes sting the soul. That blazing ball of fire gets hotter by the hour. That dry, hot wind that burns us, it is like a breathing furnace, while the sun cooks up the supper. The buzzards to devour. But God is your oasis in dry places. He makes the flowers to grow. Flowers to grow. God is your oasis, and where His grace is, living waters flow. And where His grace is,
living waters flow, my friend. The water of life is flowing from the throne of God. We can drink from a fountain that will never, ever go dry. Well, let me do one more song for you, and I think then we're going to go to the message. I want to preach this morning on, well, how do you want it anyhow? But I want to do one more song for you, and then we're going to go to the message. But this one says, Beyond the Sunset. I'm sorry, it says heaven is sounding sweeter all the time.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen for His call. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday It's so hard when we lose a loved one to the grave. But yet I know that we have this blessed hope that Jesus, He gave. For my God, He's gonna wipe all the tears from your eyes. When we meet Him in that land beyond the skies, for heaven is something sweeter.
Well, I better get into the message. It seems like time gets away from you mighty fast. 30 minutes goes by pretty fast. But we want to do this message for you. And it says, how do you want it?
But listen very carefully as I read it, and if you don't have your Bible, please go home and read it. It would do you good. Now, I want to apologize, first of all, because this is not the King James Bible. I try not to be offensive. I know that there's some people that like just the King James, and I respect you for that. But I've got several Bibles in my study, and the simpler they get, the better I can understand them. Because I'm a simple man, and I like somebody just to point it out, you know what I mean? And so I'm going to be reading from the New Century Version. And I want you to listen how plain and how simple it is, and remember that I'm a simple preacher, so I need it like that. But Jesus is, in the sixth chapter, is saying this. When the followers of Jesus heard this, many of them said, "This teaching is hard. Who can accept it?" Knowing that His followers were complaining about this, Jesus said, "Does this teaching bother you? Then will it also bother you to see the Son of Man going back to the place where He came from? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh does not give life. The words I told you, they're spirit and they give life. But some of you don't believe." Jesus knew from the beginning that they did not believe on Him, and He turns again to say to them, "That is the reason I said, if the Father does not bring a person to Me, that one cannot come to Me." Dropping down to the seventh chapter of the book of John. After this, Jesus traveled into Galilee. He did not want to travel into Judea because the Jews there wanted to kill Him. It was time for the Jewish feast of the shelter. So Jesus' brothers, now remember, Jesus had four half-brothers, two half-sisters. So this is His family that's speaking to Him. "You should leave this place. You should go to Judea so that your followers there can see the miracles you're doing. Anyone who wants to be well known does not hide what he does. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." Now let's drop over to the 16th verse of the 7th chapter. Jesus answered, "The things I teach are not my own, but they come from Him who sent me. If people choose to do what they want to do, they will know that my teaching comes from God and not from man. Those who teach their own ideals are trying to get honor for themselves. But those who try to bring honor to the one who sent him speak the truth. And there is nothing false in them. Moses gave the law, but none of you obeyed it." How do you like your eggs? When you go into a restaurant and you walk up to the and you get a seat, the host sets you down. You take the menu out and you begin to read the menu and you say, "Well, I'll take two eggs and I'll take an order of bacon and a little bit of toast on the side." She speaks back to you and she says, "How do you want them?" "Well, I like mine cooked to death. I like them hard." And I tell her, I said, "I want them just as hard as you can get them. I like my bacon a little bit tender though, if you don't mind. Don't like it cooked to death." Well, Martha sitting across from me, she said, "I want mine sunny side up. And I want you to be sure don't harden the yaller. I like to break the yaller because I like the yaller of the egg." Well, supposing you were with 10 or 12 people, every one of them wants it different. One wants hardball, one wants sunny side up, one wants turned over lightly, one wants turned up lightly. Some wants poached, some... It's just so many different ways. Can you imagine that poor cook when he gets 15 different orders and every one of them's different? And then when they bring it back to the table, out of 15 orders, someone looks at it and says, mine ain't right. This ain't the way I wanted it. You know, me and Martha can't even agree on a pizza. I'm serious. We have trouble ordering a pizza. Because Martha, she likes them old hot banana peppers. My Jack was back there. He probably wouldn't have given them to her. But Martha likes them old hot banana peppers. Well, I like the green peppers. And then Martha likes them old black olives. Well, they're all well and good, but what happens, we finally order the pizza, and I tell them, I say, make half of it banana peppers and half of it green peppers. I say, I can just imagine what they're thinking, you know. But anyhow, when it comes home, I tell Martha, I say, Martha, you ruined my pizza. Them old banana peppers, and they get hot, and them old black olives, they get hot, and that juice flows out of them and gets over on my side. I eat it because I got to eat it. As long as Martha likes it, I've got to put up with it, you see. So anyhow, I say to Martha, I said, Martha, that's not the way I wanted it. And you know, this morning, I want to talk on how do we want our Christianity? How do we want it? It seems to me that that's what God is saying to us today. How do you want it? You see, if you read back there in the 6th chapter, that's exactly what Jesus ran into. Now, he said, I could have told you some fleshly things. And he said, I told you spiritual things. And I told you the simple plan, but you don't want it. That's what he said. Hey, they said, it's too hard for us. I like what old George Bush said. That'll go down in history, that George Bush said, read my lips. And Jesus said to that congregation, I don't care how you want it, that's the way it's got to be. He said, no man cometh to the Father except through and by me. And Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. I don't care, that's not the way I want it. The Bible said a man will come up any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. And there's only one way to heaven, and Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And a lot of people say, I don't want it that way. Nicodemus come to Jesus by night, you remember? I've often wondered why he came at night, because I think he didn't want the other people to see him coming. And he comes to Jesus and he says to Jesus, good master, what must I do? And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. A lot of people don't like that. Because everybody today gets born again. The politicians are running for new office. As a matter of fact, in 96, every one of them will tell you that they're a born-again Christian. But what? How do we want our Christianity? Nicodemus, he could not understand it. He said, how can this happen, being an old man? How can, must I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, no, that is born of flesh is flesh. That is born of spirit is spirit. Is that hard to understand? There is a difference. Just because you got born fleshly don't mean you're born spiritually. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have to be born again. Read my lips. Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to do right. Everybody wants to be belong to the church, but nobody really wants the experience of conversion, because we want it our way. And when you read the Bible, you'll find that that was the biggest problem Jesus had with the church that day and time. Because, you see, they were used to doing it one way, and Jesus come along and said, this is the way. This is the truth. This is the life. And they said, oh, these are hard sayings. So they left him and went away. Now notice, if we drop down into the 7th chapter, we find that a lot of people are only living on sensationalism. A lot of people are only moved by sensationalism. A lot of folks today think if you don't get a sensation out of it, it ain't real. I have never understood what a dead church is. I've heard the terminology. I've heard a lot of people talk about, boy, that was a dead church. Now, let me tell you something, folks. When you stand and you sing the old rugged cross, or the song Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, and someone prays, and you break the bread of life, and you hear the preached word, and can you truly go home and say that was a dead service? Well, you know why you might say it's a dead service? Because it wasn't what you really wanted to have. It's not what you really wanted to hear. You see, maybe you come this morning expecting somebody to run the aisles. Maybe you come this morning expecting to see devils cast out of people. Maybe you come this morning to see somebody leaping around. I get so embarrassed sometimes when people call me a bench runner. I'm not a bench runner. Have you ever seen me run any benches? You've never seen me run any benches, have you? Hey, you listen to Jack Johnson on radio on Sunday nights in different places. Did you know that they used to go out to watch Jack Johnson in his tent revivals because Jack Johnson was one of the best tent climbers in the country? And a lot of people got the word that Jack Johnston could climb a pole, and he would set up there and preach from that pole, and a lot of people simply went out to watch Jack Johnston preach from the top of a tent pole. And we say, well, we had a dead service. My mother, God bless her heart, and I respect her. I respect the denomination she was raised in, the Pentecostal Wholeness. But my mother, she would go to church, and brother, if she didn't see all the excitement and all the enthusiasm and people running the aisle and screaming and squalling and falling out in the spirit and demons cast out of people and lame legs healed, blind eyes open, she'd go home and say, boy, that was a dead service. But folks, is it a dead service when we come together and break the bread of life? Are we only a see and tell church today? Hey, don't you be taken up by that guy on television who wears that white suit and combs his hair right slick back and acts like he's God's gift to this earth. Because a lot of people that sit in his congregation are only there to see the sensationalism and see the excitement and the emotionalism. They're not really there to get anything.
I'm living in police need repair. The windows and the shutters, letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time, but all I've been getting lately is leaving all my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving all my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. That soon and very soon I'll leave this old world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got leaving all the mind.
My Father, we pray for our unseen audience today. We pray for all of our radio listeners. We pray for those who have paid and help keep this minister on the air. I thank you for them. I thank you for every soul. I pray that somehow or another through the airway, you'll reach across the airway and touch their lives. Father, how we need a touch, how our country needs a touch today. There's so much going on in our country today that it's unreal, Father. You know that. But if you looking down, the songwriter said, then you can see it all. You can see the corruption. You can see the pain, the suffering. And Father, you are the great healer. You are the one with healing in your hands. So we pray that you'll touch their heart and touch their life. Touch this radio minister. Touch my life. I need a touch in my eyes, Father. I thank you for all you've done for me. I thank you for my family. I thank you for everything that you've done. Everything you're going to do, Lord. You're a good God today, but you'll be a better God tomorrow. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, I've got to get off the air. I appreciate you. I hope that you've enjoyed today's broadcast as much as I've enjoyed putting it on for you. I want to remember all my friends out there. I've received several letters already this month. And this is another month. We'll soon be in the winter. And it'll be snowing and cold on the outside. But let's stay warm on the inside. Let's let God's love warm our heart. warm our souls before it's everlasting too late. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madders Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Madders Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Thank you. Goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Well, there's a lighthouse on a hillside, and it overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, you know it sends out a light, a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now, it will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship, it would sail.